1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
This is Phil Hendry Show. Dean Wheeler is with us. He's with the Northern California Political Co-op for Trauma Response Overhaul. And he, along with other members of that group, would like to see 911 eliminated, another number used for emergency response because of 9/11. Is that? I hope I have that right, Dean. Is that correct? Is he in the? Where are you right now, Dean?
Phil, I'm at right now. I'm over at Marin Keesling Urgent Care, and that is because I had an episode today of some stomach cramping, which I wanted to have checked out. Along with billions of Americans, Phil, you said it very well. I access and I use the emergency number 911. And just so you know, it's very difficult for me to say that.
Why is that difficult for you to say the numbers 911?
It is difficult to say the numbers 911, Phil, because of the proximity, the very similarity of it to 9/11, which is when America suffered these very devastating and traumatic attacks.
Why are you in the... are you okay? You had some stomach cramping?
I had stomach cramping earlier. Part of that is because I do suffer from a paralyzing form of hypochondria called hypotraumatic anxiety. And it is hypochondria at its paralyzing worst. And as a result, at least twice a month, I'm afraid I'm dying from some disease, and I do use the emergency number 911. And I use that twice.
You use it twice a month? I just want to know.
Twice a month, that's correct.
I just want to get this clear. Twice a month, you are calling 911 saying that you are dying from a disease?
The disease is not the point. The point is that I have to use the number, okay?
Well, I just didn't know there was such a thing. This kind of hypochondria seems extreme.
It is very extreme, but I don't want to get us off the point. I think the point that I'm trying to make is that I have to use this number.
911.
Right. I have a very difficult time saying it because it reminds me of 9/11, and we're lobbying to have that number changed. It is terribly offensive. It's very hurtful to those of us who have the hypertraumatic anxiety, and it offends me. What I'm saying is the use of that number reminds every American of a day that is full of horror for all of us. Why do they make me dial it? And by having to dial 911, we're forced to relive the horror of September 11th over and over again every time I call an ambulance to my home because...
Can't you control this hypochondria that you have?
Well, first off, Phil, it is hypotraumatic anxiety, and my hypotraumatic anxiety is not an issue.
I know. I'm interested in this because you have such a hypochondria, you're calling 911 twice a month.
Well, I can...
What are the symptoms that you have? I mean, I'm just curious, and I do... You want to get rid of 911 and replace it with another number. I understand that because it reminds you of 9/11, September the 11th. But I'm just curious, what are the things that are happening to you that makes you want to dial this number?
Well, I'm a hypochondriac. I'm afraid that I'm... At least twice a month, I'm afraid that I am dying. Sometimes three times a month. My personal best was five times in the month of April in 2000.
Five times you called 911?
And again, these are not things that I'm proud of, but I called 911 last week because for some reason I felt that my skin was coming off. I dialed, and it was excruciating, and I had to dial 911. So... My disease...
You thought your skin was coming off?
Yes.
What else?
Oh, there are days when I think I'm mummifying. There are days when I...
When you think you're mummifying?
When I think that I'm... Yeah, my skin is becoming like a mummified thing. There are times when I think I have a... I had a boil, and it was I was sure it was anthrax. I worry a lot, and a skin blemish could be skin cancer, a stomach ache could be a tumor the size of a bowling ball in my lower intestine. If I have a particularly difficult bowel movement, I think I have blockage in my colon, any one of these things.
And you can't deal with this on a psychological level?
No. I have a disease, and so what I'm saying... when I call 911,
you cannot...
It's difficult for me to say it.
Where are you right now? I'm listening to... Are you in the hospital now?
I'm near an operating theater, yes. I'm here because I want to be sure that if I need surgery...
Has a doctor seen you?
Not yet, no. It calms me to be near an operating theater.
Because if you need surgery, there'll be a doctor right there?
That is correct, yes.
All right, getting back to what you were saying, Dean, you want us to eliminate 911 as the emergency number and replace it with something else because it reminds too many people of 9/11.
And it's difficult for those of us who have a hypotraumatic anxiety to dial. It's difficult, you know, and you can tell. It's hard for me to say. It's hard for me to dial.
Is it difficult to say the words?
It's difficult to say the words, yeah.
911.
That's right.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler. He's with the Northern California Political Co-op for Trauma Response Overhaul. He suffers from a rare debilitating condition called hypotraumatic anxiety. It's a very heightened state of hypochondria. And he has claimed up to 5 times in 1 month he's had ambulances at his home thinking that he was dying, right?
Dying of a disease, yeah. Dying of plague. It could be anything. Mummification, anything.
And so because you have to dial 911 so often, you want to dial another number.
That is correct.
Have you guys come up with a number?
We have, Phil, we've petitioned the local emergency services for a change to the number 7. 7 symbolizes luck. It's a simpler number.
Just 7?
Just 7. Just dial 7.
Just 7?
Well, I don't think it's unusual because we only dial 0 for the operator, which we are offended by. We think it's offensive for operators to be designated zeros. But the government must do something to alleviate my suffering by creating the number 7 as the new emergency number. They must do something because I have an illness.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. I'm just trying to take all of this in.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of offended by your silence, okay, because what you're... And I just heard an ambulance siren, so... I'm offended by...
Well, Dean, I don't mean to offend you, okay? My silence is that I'm trying to get this information, and I'm trying to incorporate it and sort of go through it. You can't dial 911, and so as a result, how many of you people are there?
I'm offended by that.
Offended by what?
When you call me you people. I'm not black. I'm not...
No, all right. How many people who suffer from hypotraumatic anxiety are there?
No, that's better. In Marin County, where I live, there's probably, I think there's probably 5 or 6 of us. But throughout the state of California, there's upwards of 50 or 60. It's really hard, and I'm very offended by that. Last month, I thought my nostrils were filling up with my... I mean, you're not going to believe this, but I thought my nostrils were filling up with my own brain because it was stuffing my nose. And
you thought your brains were coming down into your sinuses?
Yes. And it's ridiculous, but that's the kind of illness that I have. And I'm offended when I go over to call an ambulance.
Well, let me tell you what I think a lot of people might be offended by. You're taxing the emergency services of this country. And
No, don't go there, Phil. I've already had this argument.
Well, you haven't had it with me. You're taxing the emergency services of this country by calling 911 every time you think you've got an illness. And some of this stuff is pretty far out. Your own brain's going into your sinuses. You think you have a bowling ball in your lower colon. And
you know, I'm really offended and I'm very hurt by... You offend me when you laugh at me like that. I don't want to have to dial...
Are you trying to say 911?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to say it. I'll say it. You're offended when you call 911.
Yes, I am. And I want to only have to dial 7.
Why not 3 numbers?
It's taxing, I think, on people who have hypotraumatic anxiety to, oh, God, what is it? You know, and you're having to remember. And
3 numbers? The sequence of 3 is an easy thing for people to remember. All right, hold on for a minute, Dean. Is it possible for us to change 911 to 7? Because that's what he wants. He is offended You heard him. That's Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Political Co-op for Trauma Response Overhaul. He is offended having to call 911 because it reminds him of 9/11. He wants to change it to another number. And he calls 911 so often because he has hypotraumatic anxiety. At least twice a month, he thinks he's dying from a disease. Now, he admits this is crazy. One time he called and he thought that he had the bubonic plague, when in point of fact it was a blemish of some kind, some skin blemish. Another time he thought he had, his brains were filling into his sinuses. He had a stuffy nose from an allergy. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Dean Wheeler and his inability to dial or even say the numbers 911. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Dean Wheeler is with the Northern California Political Co-op for Trauma Response, and he's joining us from the Marin Kiesling Urgent Care Center. You are there as a patient right now, correct? I mean, are you there as a patient, or are you there?
I'm here as a patient because I had an attack. I have hypotraumatic anxiety. I thought I felt something moving through my body. I wasn't aware of it. And people who don't want to change 911 are sadistic. And I think that what they need to do is understand, Phil, that we are... It scares me.
You thought something was moving through your body. All right, we're dealing with two different things here. We're dealing with your illness, and we're dealing with 911, and you call 911 a lot. I understand that. And you don't want to have to call 911. But this disease that you have is absolutely fascinating to me, that you think that you're dying at least twice a month. And the comment that 911...
I just think anybody... It's offensive to me because of 9/11. If they don't want to change it, then they must be happy there's anthrax. That's all.
Oh, that's absurd. That is...
Well, Mr. Hendry, I'm hurt. I'm offended and hurt. Why won't they change it?
And they won't change it because it's something that most people can deal with. Scott, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that, admittedly, I thought this was a bit of a hoax at first, but I
Absolutely.
Was assured by the call screener that that this organization is indeed real.
Well, this I have to ask the same question. I mean, I can't believe that you want us to change...
Mr. Henry, there are upwards of 10 million Americans who suffer from hypotraumatic anxiety.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I'm telling the caller that there are upward of 6 million Americans who suffer from hypochondria to the point where they think their own flesh is coming off their skull. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry you've got that condition and
right.
all that.
And again, the
call screener did tell me that this is a legitimate organization.
Yes,
so
it is.
That isn't the issue. And I feel sorry for you that you've got this problem.
Thank you.
I can't imagine how horrifying that must be to live with that every day.
Thank you. I'm offended, though, to have to call 911.
I'm not taking issue with your
That's
illness.
Offensive.
In fact,
I
pity you for this illness.
Thank
I think
you.
That would be a horrible thing.
Thank you.
But what I'm saying is that...
I don't want to call 911. Yeah, see, I can't even say it.
I mean, your disease is so bad, you can't say 911. With me, Scott, for just a moment. Scott, just bear with me. Try to say 911.
911.
Not you. I mean, Mr. Wheeler.
No, you meant Scott, didn't you?
No, you, Mr. Wheeler. You say 911. He can't say it. It's like some kind of Tourette's syndrome.
119.
I was listening to the radio about five or ten minutes ago on the way home, and
right.
I thought I heard him actually say it.
Yeah, sometimes I can say it. It's in other words, like a stutter. Sometimes you can say the word, and sometimes you can't.
Okay, I mean.
But thank you for your call of support. I appreciate it. And like I said, there are a lot of us who.
Yeah, but the whole thing of you wanting to change 911 to 7 so you don't have to dial the number.
I'm offended by it. I'm very offended. Why do they make me dial it?
Well, they're not making you. They're not pointing their finger solely at you and making you dial 911.
I have to call an ambulance if I think that I'm passing a rock, or if I think I have gallstones, and then I have to call 911.
Well, sir, all of us have to call 911, and quite frankly, I don't think any of us really like to be not like to remember September the 11th happening.
You know it, you know it.
And but you know, this is the way it is, and you know, and the trouble is, you don't point your finger at the government expecting them to supply the answer
for
everything in our lives.
I think it's cruel to expect me to dial.
911. If you can't say the words 911, no emergency room in the world is going to help you. And you standing around an operating theater in case you need surgery.
Listen to that. I think they almost went flatline with someone, too. Yeah, it's difficult, Scott.
I feel for you, but, you know, the answer's already there for your problem. 911 and free medical care in the emergency room.
You're in the emergency room right now. Thank you for your call, sir. Here is Don on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Don, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I kind of feel sorry for the guy who's got this problem, but, you know, not having 911 accessible to him, I don't think that's his problem. I think his problem is he needs some medical attention that you or anyone else in the media probably can't provide for him. I mean, I think it's kind of absurd.
No, I think it's offensive for them to make me dial 911. I thought my leg had fallen off when the ambulance showed up, and they determined that my leg had fallen asleep. Now, that's a normal thing that you would know, Don.
Let me offer this to you as a solution. Can I offer you a solution?
But I don't, okay? And 9/11 was a horrible event for our country. My leg had fallen off.
Oh, come on. You think your leg has fallen off?
It was a horrible event. Can I offer you a solution?
Huh?
Can I offer you a solution?
Hold on.
I'm sorry I didn't hear you.
No, I'm just checking the operating theater to see if they've cleared the patient.
Okay, well, it's probably open. Okay, can I offer you a solution?
Okay, what is it, Don? Go ahead.
Okay, why don't you program your phone so you have one-touch dial. Program in so when you touch the number 7, that it'll dial 911 automatically. Now you have 7.
It
will dial 911 for you, and you don't have to think about the number anymore. You just think about the number 7.
I don't understand.
Program your phone so it'll, when you hit 7, it'll dial 911 for you. Pick up a speed dial.
Okay.
So you can program the phone so that it hits 911 for you.
Right.
All right.
One of the options on your phone, it'll dial 911 for you, and you don't have to worry about dialing 911.
You know, the problem is you still hear three tones.
That's all right.
Yeah,
you know,
let's see.
Get over the three tones.
No, it's impossible to...
Well, you're going to hear three tones? You're going to freaking hear three tones. That's Dean Wheeler with the Northern California Political Co-op for Trauma Response Overhaul. And along with millions of Americans, he suffers from hypotraumatic anxiety. It is a hypochondria that makes him call for an ambulance twice a month because, among other things, he thinks that his skin is melting off of his skull. He thinks his leg has fallen off because he can't feel it. And he essentially thinks that he's dying. So he's thought in the last month that he's had the bubonic plague, anthrax, smallpox, and St. Elmo's fire. And they want to change the number 911 to 7, but he just found out he can program his phone so that he doesn't have to do that. It's the Phil Henry Show here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Reminding you, we're broadcasting from the city of New York all next week. That's all next week, the city of New York. And we will be doing it from the Museum of Television and Radio and doing it as our way of, you know, being soldierly, kind of getting on the front lines of the public relations battle in this country. There are guys out there in the Afghan theater serving. Well, we're going to serve back here, and that is to encourage people to travel, encourage people to visit, encourage people to have fun in the city of New York again, because it is one fun, beautiful town. And again, like I say, if we're the only radio station doing we're the only radio show doing a show from New York over the next few months, then something's got to be done about that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Got another call here. Hi, Raj, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. I can't hear the guy. Is he there? Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I wanted to talk to you about these flags that people are flying, these Taiwan and Malaysia flags.
What about them? The flags that people are flying from Taiwan?
Yes, sir. They buy flags made in Taiwan. I sell American flags. My brother has a silk screen machine. And for $50, you get American flag made in America. And this is unpatriotic because we can't sell these flags. I'm not to be able to sell these flags.
You can't sell flags?
No.
You're the only guy I know that can't sell a flag because...
No, these are made in America flag too.
Made in America flags that you can't sell. How much you sell them for?
We have these flags, $50. We have a flag decal, $10. We have a flag pin and a lapel pin, $25. We have a toilet seat cover, red, white, blue, $75. We have a toilet paper with the America flag. This is for $15.
Wait a second. You got a whole bunch of made in America. Is this all made in America?
Yes, that's right. Everything made in America. But nobody will want to buy this because Americans don't understand the supply and demand. And I think this is the point of what you were saying in your show last hour. Americans don't understand. You see, this is supply and demand. And supply and demand means that you go out to purchase the product that the businessmen sell, especially if it's superior product, which this is.
You're not selling your American flags because you're charging $50 for them. That's why...
No. It's supply and demand. Supply and demand dictate that the Americans would buy this flag.
No, but see, it's not supply and demand. Supply and...
Americans are not patriotic. Americans behaving a cheap way at this time of war.
No, sir. Where are you from?
I'm from Alexandria, Egypt.
Alexandria, Egypt. No. Supply and demand is that you supply and that there be a demand.
That is exactly correct. But because, see, what I'm trying to say to Phil is they want to buy this Taiwan flag. They want to buy this Malaysia flag. They're not buying these flags made in America.
Did you make these flags yourself?
That's right. My brother-in-law has a silk screen business, so we set up silk screen machine.
All right, so you're silk screening American flags for $50. Why are they so expensive?
Because they're made in America.
Oh, all right, so you're charging $50 for these flags because they're made in America.
That is correct, yes.
Now, you also said you had what else? Flag decals, a flag pin?
Flag decal, quarter flag is $50. Flag decal, $10. Flag pin is $25. Toilet seat cover, red, white, and blue.
Now, wait, right there. Hold up. Toilet seat cover. A red, white, and blue toilet seat cover for how much?
$75.
Don't you understand that a lot of people would consider that to be an offense?
No. This is a product that people use. These are a new toilet seat that people use.
No. People are going to consider that to be offensive to sit their rear ends down on a toilet. They're sitting on the flag.
This American flag, yes.
No, it's an American flag toilet seat cover.
Right. We've got the toilet paper. Red, white, and blue.
No. You sell toilet paper with the American flag on it. People are going to wipe their rear ends with this?
This is right. This is part of a hygiene. No, it's not offensive. It's not...
Yes, it is. People are going to see that as offensive. Wiping your rear end with red, white, and blue toilet paper is offensive. And if you're selling American flags for $50 a piece, what you're talking about there, sir, is too much money.
But this everything made in America. This is a toilet seat cover made in America. This is a decal toilet paper with flag made in America.
And well, why can't you make just a nice pin that has, you know, an American...
We do. We've got lapel pin. We have flag pin.
Yeah, but why the toilet paper?
Because we have product America, a war against terrorism, that is for every part of life. The toilet paper that people think is novelty item, you see. So
okay, a novelty item.
No, it's a novelty item.
A novelty item is a novelty item, but an American flag on toilet paper.
This novelty is a joke, you see. It's a joke. It's America. This is America. And the three-ply, it's quilted three-ply toilet paper, very good, very soft, feel good. Okay.
And you're selling the toilet paper for how much?
This toilet paper is $15.
All right, well, let me tell you the problem that you're having there. You're not going to sell any $50 flags, whether they're made in America or not, because it's too much money.
But you see, this is the point. America people, they're cheap. You know?
No, they're not cheap, okay?
No, they're cheap because...
They gave almost $1 billion to the firefighters and to the police officers and to the victims of September the 11th. They're not cheap.
No, the America, first of all, is supply and demand. If you need to understand... To put out this product...
No, but you said something about Americans are cheap, okay? That they won't go the extra mile...
If they don't... Let me tell you something. America's cheap because if they don't buy, I stay here to file Chapter 11. I won't lose a penny. My creditors won't get nickel one, but you'll all still be unpatriotic, like the joke. You know, I may be fat, but you're ugly. I can still diet, you know?
And that's not... So now you're telling me you're going to go out of business, you're going to get file a Chapter 11... Do you love this country? You're just here to make a dollar.
I love this country. This is a great country.
Then why would you file Chapter 11, abuse the legal system, and siphon money out of the legal system because you can't sell your toilet paper with the American flag on it? And
is this not a free country?
Sir?
Is it this a free country? Yes or no?
Of course it's a free country.
Then why can't I sell toilet paper with a...
But you can't get people to buy it.
But yes, I can. It's supply and demand. Don't you understand what supply and demand
is? Yes, I know what supply and demand is. It means you supply it.
And they demand it. And the American people must demand this. But I put America flag, made in America, and they not buy? They're cheap sons of bitch.
All right, hold your language there, all right? Just because you're making...
Everybody in America, everybody in their world, in the morning, after they have breakfast, they have to go to bathroom, go to nature. They have to wipe, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, that's toilet paper.
With an American flag on it?
Yes, that's part of 911 fight against terror.
You don't understand the economic system.
Whoa. Let me ask you something, my friend. How many business you own?
I don't own a business.
All right, see? You don't own business. You got to tell me about supply and demand. Supply and demand. And everybody has to squeeze one out. Everybody has to sit on toilet. Everybody has to wants to have flag. These all of America, but no America buy because they're cheap. Oh, man. And for me, with this quality product...
You know what? Most people would rather own a flag made in Taiwan or Malaysia than pay $50.
For a made in America flag. Made in America. That's wrong.
All right, Raj, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Where do you sell these flags out of?
You know, I've got a silk screen. Sell to a gas station, sell to people on the street, sell to people as a convenience store, sell to different people.
And you sell around, so you're kind of the wholesaler.
That's right, yeah. But, no, I sell these guys. They charge $50. That's the retail price.
$50 is the retail price, so the guy who has it in the store is going to get a piece. How much of that do you get?
I get 40.
$40. And so the other guy keeps 10? So
my brother-in-law, he gets the 5. The retailer gets the 5. But you see, $50 is good price for Made America. Everybody, all I ever hear, I want Made America. Get me something to make in America. Hey, I got toilet paper. You wouldn't believe what I got.
All right. Raj, I'm going to tell you something right now. You may call it supply and demand or anything else, but and you can charge anything you want. But when you say you're going to purposefully go Chapter 11, that's abusing the system not to you know, that's abusing the system to file Chapter...
It's abuse system not to do supply and demand. They want to buy my flag, but they go out to give money to September 11 fund. They don't do nothing for that. They don't get nothing for that.
Well, they get the good feeling of having helped somebody.
Oh, well, excuse me. Yay. All right. Are you done with your speech? Because
it wasn't a speech. They give to the September 11th fund because it's the good feeling of having done something for somebody.
That don't pay the bills, okay? My friend, that does not pay the bills. I'm trying to pay the bills. I'm a businessman. I'm trying to make a dollar. What do you want from me?
I'm not wiping my ass with the American flag. Okay with you?
Oh, well, all of a sudden now you're too high and mighty. Is that it?
What is that?
You're better than everybody else? I listened to your show. I sound like a regular guy. Now you're better than anybody.
Oh, so in other words, if I wipe my rear end with toilet paper, with American flag toilet paper, I'm just like the rest of the world.
Yeah, you're just like the rest of us.
How much for those toilet seats?
$75.
Somebody's got to give this guy a clue that if you want to sell American flag paraphernalia, you don't put it on toilet seats and toilet paper. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
This is my family.
Well, what about your family?
How am I supposed to put my child to school? How am I supposed to give my wife this life, America, she wants to come to? Now nobody buys America flag. By the way, the 8.5 by 11 inch flag comes with a free car holder for you people. So you can't say I'm not give you something.
Oh, this is a car flag that you're spending, that you're charging people $50 for.
But it comes with the flag stick that goes in the window.
And $50.
Because he's made in America. Or is that not? Oh, I get it. It's not worth it. Is that it?
American flag made in America is a very valuable thing. Okay?
No, but you just don't have to spend the $50. You cheap.
Oh, well, wait a second. You can't call.
No, that's exactly what it is. I don't want to spend $50 for a flag, even if it's made in America. That's cheap, okay? Look it up. C-H-E-A-P, cheap!
And if you keep screaming, sir, I'm not going to have you on the air.
But you have to
If you keep screaming at me, I won't have you on the air. Here is Randy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to have a comment on Raj. Raj, we don't even...
Okay, this American flag made in America.
Listen,
okay,
if we don't even...
Made in America.
When we fly our flag...
American flag made in Malaysia, made in China, made in Japan. Why not buy flag made in America? Because Americans don't care if America worker makes this flag. It's there too cheap.
No, you don't understand. You don't understand.
You don't understand. I'm businessman.
You're a businessman.
That's right, a businessman.
When we
this
fly our...
supply and demand. You know what supply
and
demand
is? Let me get a word in.
No, did you know what supply and demand is?
Let the guy finish, okay?
When we raise our flag and when we take it down, we don't let it even touch the ground, much less do what you are selling with the toilet paper and the toilet.
Oh, you're talking about the toilet paper.
I'm talking about the toilet paper.
That's a novelty item.
That's a novelty item.
Yes.
It's a sick novelty item.
What's sick of it? It's fun. It's like to have fun. Wipe your ass with flag, you know.
It is sick.
Well,
We don't desecrate our flag.
A lot of the people you see, Phil, don't understand joke as opposed to as...
That's called desecration. That's what the guy was trying to... You know what a desecration of the flag is?
Look, I'm a businessman trying to make...
You may be a businessman trying to make a dollar. We don't wipe our rear ends with a flag around here. Here's Anna on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
First, Roz, I think that...
You don't like flag. You wipe your ass. What? You're suddenly telling me you don't do that?
Not with a flag, I don't.
Well, I would not, and I don't know anybody...
It's not the real flag. It's on toilet paper square.
Well, it looks like the flag and is on toilet paper square, and I don't
right.
know anybody.
It's not the flag. You have to understand, miss, what the flag is. The flag is the real flag. It's on toilet paper. It's just picture of flag. Different.
No, it's not different.
Yes, it's different.
Not at all.
Picture of flag different from... you can. So in other words, when you walk by toilet paper, you salute?
No.
Okay, then it's not a flag.
Well, I don't
Are you
understand.
Going to salute before you wipe?
I don't understand why we need to spend extra money on toilet paper, which is $15, when we can spend less on just regular toilet paper.
Well, because it's novelty item. It's kicks, you know, for
well,
laughs.
It's stupid.
What's stupid?
stupid and sick novelty items.
Forget about the toilet paper. I want to ask you about your $50 car flags.
Made in America.
Just because they're made in America, don't you think that's gouging?
Well, they're going to pay one way
There's
or other.
There's people standing out on the sidewalks handing out flags so you can put on your car.
No, people doing that. And they're made in Taiwan. Do you understand the difference? Made in Malaysia. Made in China. Made in India.
Well, it doesn't matter. Japan. It's still our flag.
Matter.
They look exactly
flag
the same.
Flag made in America is only authentic flag. Otherwise, it's not a real flag.
What are you talking about?
You don't have real American flag unless it's made America.
No.
Just like if you put flag on toilet paper, wipe ass with it, it's not a real flag.
And you don't know anything about the flag. How do you know that that's a...
Oh, because I come from Egypt, I'm a dumbass. Is that it?
No, I didn't say that, but I mean...
These are the counterfeit flag from Malaysia. This is the real flag. See, Anna? I don't think it makes a difference whether or not.
It's still our American flag, and people are not going to spend money to wipe their butts with the flag
It's made by some coolie over in Malaysia. It's not the real flag.
This idea that, why don't you, like, put Bin Laden's face on the toilet paper?
Yeah, that's a good one. Put Bin Laden's face. Then you'll make a lot of money. If you want to send your kid to school.
I can't.
Come up with a different idea than flag toilet paper.
I can't. I'd get sued by him.
You get
what?
Shot by him?
I'd get sued.
Well, if he can hide so easily.
No. If you put real person's face toilet paper, they can sue you for using their image. He can sue me.
What do you mean he's going to sue you?
We can even sue Bin Laden.
He's going to sue me.
For not...
I've got the family. I've got the child. I've got little girl, little boy. This Bin Laden sue me for...
For what?
Copyright infringement.
He's not going to sue you. He's in a cave in Afghanistan. What do you mean he's going to sue you?
I don't want to take any chance. He might have a lawyer.
Well, you make... Well, you know what? We can sue him.
You got that Johnny Cock... whatever. Cochran. Cold Cock.
Well, I just think what you're doing is a really stupid idea.
I think that, and I agree with you, Anna, especially our flag being on...
It's not real flag if on toilet paper...
It's still a picture of the flag, and it bugs me to put that anywhere near my rear end.
Well, aren't you high and mighty? You know, you take Charmin, you put that near the butt, don't you?
Yeah.
That's got picture of baby on it.
No, it doesn't.
On the wrapper, it does. And you don't mind wipe your ass with baby picture?
Oh, come on, man. It's a totally different thing. Jen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
My comment is about the toilet paper. It may not be the American flag that's actually on the toilet paper.
That's right, Jen.
Wait. It's America. It's red, white, and blue. It's our colors. It's our nationality. It's our heritage. We don't need to wipe our butts with our color. That's being derogatory. It's not being pride. It's not having pride by having toilet paper that's red, white, and blue.
No, you take pride in the
toilet
paper.
No, I'm not going to take pride wiping my butt with my American color.
Jen, you get up in the morning, you go through your life, and you're proud of your life, and you sound like a good girl.
Yeah, and when you're proud of something, would you wipe your butt with something you're proud of? You know, I'm proud of my children. I'm proud of their papers that they bring home from school.
Yes.
I'm not going to wipe my butt with their papers. I'm going to put it up. I'm going to hang it up to look at it, to be proud of it.
Well, you can do that, but that's not what paper is for. Paper is for to put up on the wall.
I'm not going to pay $15 to put a roll of toilet paper on a wall. If I want to show American pride, I'm going to buy a flag and hang it up so everybody can see it.
You would not wipe your butt with toilet paper if it's red, white, and blue, even
though it's not flag? No, I wouldn't pay $15 for a roll of toilet paper.